Hello and welcome to Getting Started with Azure Automation. I'm Tommy Patterson, Senior Technical Evangelist. Today what we're going to do is talk about Azure Automation as a whole and try to create something from the samples that are available. What is Azure Automation? Well, first we need to understand that with all of the different things that Azure has to offer, Azure Automation provides a way for the users to, or admins, I should say, to automate the manual long-running processes, those things that are human error prone for creating things in the cloud or performing different functions in the cloud. So, for instance, you can create, monitor, manage, or deploy resources in the Azure environment using what we call runbooks, which are based on Windows PowerShell workflows. In this guide, I'll walk you through the tutorial for running a simple example runbook. And you'll find a lot more resources here on this page, as well as at Virtual Academy for getting started with Azure Automation. Now first, while we log into the portal, we want to go ahead and go to Automation on the left-hand side and click on Create an Automation Account. Now what's this going to do? It's going to create an account that basically lets us run things in Azure Automation, and you're going to pick a region, and the region is important. This is where the account will be held and the data center it will be interacting with when it works with resources. This will not affect the functionality of your account, where it's stored, but your runbooks will execute faster if your account region is near where the Azure resources are being stored. Okay, so we've gotten started, we've created an account. And now what we want to do is import a runbook, all right? And so on the automation page, go into your account and then navigate to runbooks. And there you'll see my runbooks. There's nothing there now. The dashboard's going to show you what's been run in the past. And then if you click on the Getting Started page, we can click on Import Runbooks from the gallery. And that's just going to bring up our gallery and show what all we have. And we're just going to pick the simple one, Hello World for Azure Automation, right? That's going to give you a preview of what this looks like. And you're going to, you know, you can look through that if you'd like to, but it's basically some PowerShell and it's going to be executed on your behalf when you run the run, when you run this runbook. We can give the book a name, make sure we select the right automation account it's going to run from. And as long as that name has not been used in your subscription, you should be good to go. Hit the check mark and it will go and import that runbook into your automation account. Now, next thing we want to do is go into runbooks and let's see that it's there. Okay, now we see right Hello World is there. And all that's going to do when we run this is create a little output on the screen that says Hello World. Not a lot to it. Keep in mind that when runbooks are done, what's happening in the background is a VM is being spun up on your behalf. The credentials are supplied that you provide, and then PowerShell is executing against your subscription to do certain tasks based on whatever the runbook is supposed to do. From the author screen, publish the runbook. First thing it'll do is save in case you had made any changes, and then publish the runbook. And at this point, we're able to start the runbook. So you'll notice at the bottom, where you can edit or click on start, and we're going to go ahead and just click on start. It's asking for a parameter of, well, you know, what we want to call this run. And so we'll go ahead and hit the type in world there. It's already there. And we'll go ahead and hit the check mark and be ready to move along. So what we should see is it start to run, so it's starting, and what that means is it's reaching out, grabbing that virtual machine that's sitting out there waiting. It says starting, so we know that's good. We see the notification area at the bottom right, where we see the little bars moving. You can always expand that to see if there's any notifications. Now we see it's running, okay, so it's connected to a virtual machine. It is running through configuration and running the script, and in just a moment we should be able to see the output. Now it says completed, all right? So this can take, you know, quite a bit of time depending on how complicated the runbooks are. In this case, this runbook is very simple in that we're just looking for an output that's written in PowerShell to the console. And in this case, there we go. We see Hello World down in the output area. That means it's completed. Now, always recommend add some outputs in your script so you can watch and see what's happening. And as you look through the different various runbooks that are available, you'll see there's quite a bit you can do, and we've just now started to scratch the surface on automation in the gallery, so lots of stuff out there you can create. Hope you enjoyed it, and take a look at Virtual Academy. There's a jump start there that talks through how to get started with automation, some of the nuances to it, and how things operate. Virtual Academy is a great place, a lot of free training and tutorials, so take a look.